Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Smells like chocolate hearts in here. That's not too bad. I like the smell of chocolate. Hopefully you like the smell of chocolate here on in Auto World's studio, the tailgate studio. I'm sitting literally on a tailgate. Why not? 1953 Chevrolet tailgate, because it is the season. Tailgating time right there on the Super Bowl. Why not? And, of course, knocking on the door is the Valentine's Day. Get something really nice, like some WeatherTech, you know, drivers and passengers floorboard mats, preformed and laser cut. Oh, that's a Valentine's gift right there. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, it could be. There's a lot of things you can get your honey and sweetheart and your significant other. Do it. Well, today here on Auto World, we're not only going to have some Valentine's trivia for you, but I've got some automotive trivia. And with that, let's start right now with, in fact, this car, part of the rear quarter panel incorporated into the rear doors. It was back in 1982, yes. Part of the quarter panel was incorporated in the rear doors. It was the 1982 Chrysler LeBaron. Oh, yes. The sedans started at $9,664. And then, of course, the top of the line sedan, the C56 model, was the $9,929. But, yeah, you know, when you sat in the, had some friends that had that LeBaron back in the day, little four-cylinder in it, sitting east and west, and front-wheel drive, and you sat in the back seat of that bad boy, and that part of the quarter panel was part of the door, and it was hard to see out of because of that. Didn't last long, did it? No. They had, oh, yes, of course, the 1981 Chrysler, the New Yorker, and then the Newport. The Newport was the monster of the car back in the day. My parents actually had one of those, 1981. It was $9,092 for the Chrysler Newport was the final price on that, but that's just some of a taste of what we do here on Auto World. You're the star of the show here at Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thank you for joining us, Auto World. It's America's automobile enthusiast show. I appreciate you, and I'm very proud to have you joining me. I'm sitting behind a silver microphone, as always, since 1992. The phone number, 855-660-4261. Look forward to your calls. Look forward to your emails. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget Facebook now. We're on Facebook. My name, that's the address, Mark Evans. And we also have Auto World Radio. So if you'd like to message me, some of you do, of course, through the week, you can right now as we are live on Facebook. Message me on my name, Mark Evans. We have some great pictures over there. I've got no one has guessed the what year, make, and model that car is that we have the tailgate down on. And we have the football, and, of course, the tailgate goodies there, the food and all, the little snacks and everything on that tailgate. Please do. You're more than welcome to guess the make and model of that car in that picture on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Now, also, we are going to have this hour America's Top 10 Super Bowl Party Food. We've gone up the list. On the first hour, we've gone up 10 all the way up to, now we have 3, 2, and 1. We have Dougie, the five-stick drummer in the house. He's going to be doing the drum roll for the number one slot. What do you believe is the number one party food? What do you believe is the number one party food? 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, let's get on. Let's get going. Also, I have a recall for you. So listen up, you folks with the Subaru. Recall's coming your way. But first, here's a little sneak listen to some of the Super Bowl ads right here on Auto World. Now, the ads, it's literally $7 million for 30 seconds. Kia introduces the 2023 Telluride X-Pro all-terrain and SUV. We talked about it last week with the Binky Dad, so stay tuned for that ad. And we also have, Will Ferrell. He's involved with General Motors and Netflix, partner up to give all of us EVs more screen time. So you're going to be seeing some a little bit of that with Will Ferrell, of course. Good or bad, you vote. You know, have you ever voted for what you feel is the best TV ad that you've ever seen on the Super Bowl? During halftime, of course, is the most money. Now, Jeep and Ram, though, Stellantis, they are keeping their commercials a little bit of a mystery. They have purchased two 60-minute ad spots for both, one for Jeep and one for the Ram, but they didn't let any of us have a little taste of that beforehand. I just want to give you the makes and models and what you can look for. But those are the car companies that are involved with a little sneak listen to what is going on those ads out there. You do know that, of course, Pepsi's always involved in all that. But anyway, so let's get right to it. Valentine's Day trivia. What invention was invented on Valentine's Day? It's an invention that we all use every day, every second. You have it in your hand. That's an easy guess, isn't it? It's the telephone. Yes, the telephone was invented on Valentine's Day. Do you have a tailgate? Do you use your tailgate? Do you use it in a different type of way? I do know that the tailgate that are on the GMCs and General Motors products, the Chevrolet trucks and the GMC trucks, is quite unique today. It's basically got so many folds in it that you can't even, you know, which fold am I in? I like it. Do you like it? Do you own one? I know that it's, like a $350 add on top of the price when you buy the truck brand spanking new. If you do not order it when you buy the truck new, I believe it's like a $7,500 add later. But it folds and then folds again and folds again. Makes it easy for you to get up and in. Tailgating. Use the tailgate. Well, with that, who coined the term tailgating? The Green Bay Packers take credit for coining the phrase tailgating during the team's first year of the competition in 1919. According to the internet, fans backed their pickup trucks around the field, folded down the tailgates for sitting, and that's how it all got coined. Green Bay Packers. Woo! Tailgating! It's a good thing to have, unless you're sitting on a cold tailgate in a tailgating studio here at Auto World. Oh, it's good to have you along, folks. You're listening to Auto World, and I look forward to your emails. Every week we look forward to your emails, and with that said, it's all throughout the week, too. So whenever you have a challenge or just want to say hi to me, please do email me. I ask you folks to deliver. We're going to go into the email bag here in a little bit. But first, let's get right down to this recall. A recall that is about Subarus that just came out. Subaru of America, they announced here this last week a safety recall on select 2023 Subaru vehicles. The issue affects, right at this point right now, a little over 1,100, almost 1,200 vehicles, but this is brand new. So I want you to tune in right now. Listen up. Turn it up. These Subaru vehicles were the subject of an earlier recall requiring the replacement of original hub bolts. Now, the hub bolts, let's get you in the right area where this is at. The hub, folks, is... you have hubs in the rear of your Subaru, and you have hubs in the front of your Subaru, and that is actually where the studs come out to hold the wheels on. Those hubs are attached. There's bearings sealed in there, but they're attached with bolts onto the spindles, front and rear of your Subaru. Subaru identified an issue with the vehicles repaired at two port locations by one particular team of contractors. They found the team with Subaru said, uh-oh, we got to tell the boss. Well, these teams did not properly complete the repair procedure, resulting in the potential for under-torqued bolts. Under-torqued bolts. That means that the bolts were not tight. Torque means you got them tight. You need them tight. When we come back from this short break, we're going to go in to give you the dates, and I'm going to I have a special phone number for you to call them direct right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rosanna started ahead of cause, she lost the job. Stole the keys from 9 to 2.
bad tires. My radios are worn out. All seasons, they're done. That's why she's shaking. Good to have you back. Joining me, I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Little trivia for us. You know, in 1985, Ford made a little car, a little two-door car. It was called the Escort. They had the Escort L. They had the Escort GT. They had the Escort Turbo GT. Well, the Turbo GT, top of the line at that time, for the Escort was $8,799. The Ford 1985 Ford Escort L was $6,377. And the Ford Escort, just the GT model without the turbo, without the turbo was $8,066 back in 1985. Good little race automobile right there, I tell you what. Manual transmissions, you could shift that, drop that clutch. And, we are going to be talking about that new survey here in a little bit. But before we do, I want to make sure that all of you that have a Subaru know that there's a recall out. The Subaru of America announced a safety recall on select 2023 Subarus. So with that, I want to always go down to the nuts and the bolts and give you where you can find, and this, by the way, the recall is about hub bolts not getting torqued to their specifications. And you have hubs, folks, front and back on your Subarus. And if they do, if the bolts don't get tightened, torqued is where you have a torque wrench, or as the manufacturer has, a complete machine that goes in and is set to a certain number. That's the torque number. It stretches the bolt to a certain number. And torque means you're stretching it until it almost snaps. That's what torque is. They didn't get them torqued. These hub bolts did not get down torqued to specifications, meaning those bolts are a little bit loose, and your hubs, which hold your wheels on your Subaru, could come off. So Subaru of America says, please do. This is the best way to do it. All owners will be contacted by mail, as Subaru states, and to find out if you haven't been contacted yet, but to find out if your vehicle is affected, you can go to, here's the website. Always have a pen and paper and pencil here on AutoWorld while you're listening. Here's the website, Subaru.com/recalls. Subaru.com/recalls. You, as a vehicle owner of the Subarus, here's another way you can also visit NHTSA.gov/recalls and then enter in your 7-digit vehicle identification number, the VIN, V-I-N, vehicle identification number, for more information on this recall. And or make it easy, here's the phone number. I'll probably get in trouble for this, but that's all right. I want to make sure you folks are safe and happy. I want you back here listening to Auto World in the next second, and next week, and years to come. Here's the vehicle safety hotline for Subaru, 888-327-4236. Monday through Friday. The vehicle safety hotline, 888-327-4236. Make sure those hub bearings are tight. And I've had some emails coming in for some dry growl type sounds in the rear of your car, a lot of emails, and I just want to help you. If you do have a dry growl, and it gets a little bit louder as you get faster going down the road, that's a hub bearing that's out. And for you folks who have a front-wheel drive car, you have hub bearings in the front, but you have a nice dry, well, it's not really nice to you, it's a dry sound, and it's in the front. And it gets louder as you speed up. That's actually a hub bearing that's bad. Okay, so with that, next segment, we're going to get down to the America's Top 10 Super Bowl Party Food. We're going to 3, 2, and 1. You're going to find out what the number one food is when it comes to party time, Super Bowl or not. It doesn't matter when. You might be partying right now. Hallelujah, yeah. But right now, let's do it. It's time to get in there. We got to get some emails answered. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house to the left of me, handing me the email bag. Thank you. Real nice handing it to me. I'm going to dive in and get an email. Whew. Well, there's one. There's an email. Oh, can't read it. Let's get another one. When I say I can't read it, and when you put, thank you, by the way. Sally did that. Thank you, Sally. Sally put it right on the top. I don't read it live on the air, but Sally, I'm going to get your email here right after the program and answer you. We'll talk email right after the program. So if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just do like Sally did and say, no, don't read it on the live on the air, but please help, and I'll do it. So let's do it. This email, oh, my goodness, awesome. Awesome. This is from Sparkplug. This is interesting. Okay, AW, joining you here in Sturgis, South Dakota. Awesome. He says, I've been listening to you for years. Great show. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I've learned a lot in those listening years. Thank you for saving me a ton of cash with a bunch of dollar signs on there, folks. Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Appreciate that. Mark, could you put me on the right track when replacing my spark plugs? I read in the blogs that if you are not careful taking the plugs out, you could break them off in the cylinder heads. Mark, is there secrets you can share with me to not do this? I do not want to break any spark plugs off in my heads. Thanks again for being here. Every week, this is Spark Plug driving a Ford F-150 with a 4.6 in it. He says, oh, I'm listening on KBFSAM 1450. Well, awesome, Sparkplug. Thank you. And see, you don't even have to use your... Is that your real name, Sparkplug? See, if it's not, that's okay, too. We're going to help Sparkplug. But let's do a shout-out first. Shout-out. Oh, yeah. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates that Sparkplug is listening to us on. That is KBFSAM 1450. That's Spearfish in Spearfish, South Dakota. Listeners in Sturgis, South Dakota, and Sundance, Wyoming. Bell Forish, South Dakota. It's good to have all you folks along. Thanks, Sparkplug, for bringing us down. I still got to get on a Harley that I don't own. I maybe need to buy a Harley to get in there to Sturgis and do the ride with everybody. Sparkplug, Ford F-150, you are absolutely right, and congratulations for reading those blogs before you dig into taking your own spark plugs out, my friend. You need one simple thing. Please do not take, yes, the spark plugs, folks, seize up in those 4.6 Ford motors and the 5.4 Ford motors in those F-150s. Period. Doesn't matter if it's a Lariat or whatever model it is. Ford, F-150, 4.6, 5.4. The spark plug seize up. They're way down in the head. They seize up. When we come back from the short break, I've got a little secret chemical for spark plug to fix his spark plugs.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A high-altitude unidentified object is out of the sky after being shot down by U.S. military over Lake Huron. Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman spoke with Fox News after he was briefed on this recent event.
An F-16 using an AIM-9 missile had shot down an octagonal structure over Lake Huron. The altitude was about 20,000 feet.
A U.S. official said President Biden directed the action out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of military leaders. Gas prices are down a penny. AAA puts today's national average at $3.41 a gallon. A week ago, it was $3.47. Texas remains the nation's low price leader at $3. Drivers in Hawaii are shelling out $4.89 on average. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is reportedly just days away from launching a run for the White House. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yeah, that 102, NOS, NOS 102 octane booster you can buy in the parts stores and dump that in your fuel tank and hang on. Whoa, that'll get you going. Good to have you back here in Auto World. I appreciate it. It's been quite an honor to have you join me this weekend, for sure, definitely. And again, remember the podcast, how to get it, how to find it. Just Google Auto World, Mark Evans, and there I am, podcast. Absolutely. We're here helping Sparkplug. Now, I'd love to know if that's your real name or not. I've always wanted the name as Otto as a real name, but it's not. It's Mark, and I'm proud to have Mark Evans as my name. But Sparkplug's here. He's driving a Sparkplug. Driving a Ford F-150 pickup with a 4.6 in it. Question is replacing. Did read along in the blogs and do not want to break Sparkplugs off. This is what the email says here. And yes, absolutely, the blog. The Sparkplugs do get seized up in the heads. Sparkplugs listening to us on KBFC AM 1450 right there in Sturgis, South Dakota. And thank you. Appreciate it, everybody, along to listen up to Auto World every week. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sparkplug, absolutely. Now, here it is. The secret chemical, the solution, the key, the Auto World tip for everyone. Do not take your spark plugs out if you're going to do your tune-up yourself and pull the spark plugs out. This is for not only you, spark plug for your F-150 Ford, but for everyone. Now, the F-150 Ford, though, the spark plugs are pointed straight down, so when you take the coils off, the coil will come off with the rubber boot on the coil. Pull that right up and out of there. Now, I want you to get some and buy some PB Blaster. PB Blaster. Literally, the PB Blaster is a product that works. It's designed to take off, spray it on a rusty nut that's on a bolt, literally rusty, and it'll break that nut loose. You do not destroy the threads, the bolt, or anything. And the same thing with these spark plugs. You can spray a little bit in each hole, now, but it has to sit overnight. So I want you to park the Ford F-150 that you have, park it for the evening, get it. You know, if you park it, come home from work, it's going to take 2-3 hours to cool off. So at 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, you got to go out there, pull the coils out, spray a little bit of PB Blaster down in the cylinders where the spark plugs are. And what that will do, that will literally free up the spark plug so you can take those out without breaking the spark plug in the cylinder cylinder head. And that's the key, spark plug, there listening to us. In Sturgis, South Dakota, PB Blaster is the chemical, and that's the secret formula that works. But you have to add, the spark plug has to be cold, and it has to be cold. The cylinder head has to be cold when you take the spark plug out also. If you try to do that when it's hot, and this goes out for everyone that's trying to do their spark plug replacements on their own tune-ups, when the cylinder head is hot, it swells up and seizes those plug threads into the cylinder head. So always do it when it's cold. It's a little secret us technicians have had forever, to be cold. So it's not only the F-150s. What's really strange is that the F-150s are known for seizing up the plugs in the head and also blowing the spark plugs out. I said it, blowing the spark plugs out. I've had many calls over the years of clients, customers, and also you folks, the listeners, calling and emailing me that we have a very funny noise. What is it, Mark? What that is the spark plug is out of the cylinder hole that it's supposed to be in, causing all the compression, the air, coming out of the cylinder. And you're going to have a misfire because there's no spark plug in there, you know, keeping the compression in, sparking the fuel. So that's a kaboom, a fire hazard also. But that's what's going on. And, okay, so what do you do to keep the spark plugs in? Well, anti-seize compounds, one, you put that on the threads, and then this is where the experience comes in, folks. Experience of how far do you torque a spark plug into its cylinder hole. Depends on if it's a cast iron cylinder head, aluminum cast cylinder head, or just an aluminum head. That's where the experience comes in. You can all do it. But make sure that you don't go too tight, meaning that you snug them up and just go a little bit more, not much more. But put anti-seize compound on there, and then we will never have a problem getting them out again either. So hopefully spark plug, that makes sense. Please send me from listening to us in Sturgis, South Dakota on KBFS AM 1450. Please send me an email back. I got a little gift packet for you that we're going to give out, a little gift packet with, I said it, anti-seize compound coming your way, spark plug. And absolutely, I love your nickname. If that's your real name, let me know, or a nickname. Appreciate it. Send me an address back that I can send you out a little gift bag with anti-seize compound in it for your spark plugs and some chocolates, Mother's, Meguiar's, wash drops, solution finish. And I have a Ford key tag for you, and it has F-150 on it. It's going in the gift bag. Thank you. That's how you do it. Send it to AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. It is time here on Auto World. What is your guess? The number one Super Bowl party food. What do you think it is? America's top 10 list. We have it. We started at number 10 on the first hour. We're now at 3, 2, and 1. The top 10 Super Bowl party food is... Get ready, Dougie, the five-stick drummer. He's in the house. He's in the studio here. I'm sitting on the tailgate. I hope it doesn't sound too tingy when he does the drum roll. Okay. Number 3 on the list is chips and salsa. Number 2 on the list of being the number 1 America's top 10 Super Bowl food is guacamole. Love it. Dougie, are you there? Are you ready? Let's do the drum roll. The number 1 spot goes to meatballs. That's right. Meatballs is the number 1 in America Super Bowl party food, meatballs. You take the long toothpick, they're in that sauce, and you stick that toothpick in there, and you dip it in the sauce. Oh. Can't eat and talk at the same time. I tried. Oh, those are good. So, number one is meatballs, two is guacamole, three is chips and salsa, number four is tater tots, number five is chili, six is buffalo wings, seven is hummus, number eight is nachos, number nine is pigs in a blanket, number 10, spinach artichoke dip. And that survey, folks, was done by Bid On Equipment. They used more than 9,000 Google searches to get that list together for you. Now, do you want to know? Yes, you do want to know. What's the favorite food of some of the states? So, if you're in Arkansas, you folks, your favorite party food is fried pickles in Arkansas. Colorado, you like garlic knots. What the heck is a garlic knot? Oh, is that a pretzel? In Delaware, you like crab balls. Idaho and Utah, where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho Live, we love the seven-layer dip. Nevada and Washington, they love hummus. Oregon, sweet potato fries is their favorite Super Bowl or party food. And then South Carolina, you folks like the chili dogs the best. Oh, yeah, I might even have chili tonight for dinner. West Virginia, pepperoni roll. Pepperoni roll. So there's a few states for you and what their favorite food is. Now, do you agree, if you're listening in those states, do you agree that you folks in Nevada and Washington, hummus, is that your favorite? How about Oregon? Come on, Oregon. I'd like to hear from you over there in Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. Sweet potato fries, is that your favorite? Again, that was a survey that was done. 9,000 of you got involved. It's kind of nice to know what everybody eats. When we come back here on the next break, we're going to take a little short break, get a little secret sauce from our sponsors nationwide and local. Before it's time, the 2024 debut from the Chicago Auto Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It was in Chicago. I don't know if Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was debuted in Chicago, but I know this one was. The Chicago Auto Show has been going on in Chicago, and the Windy City, as they call it. Subaru debuts the all-new 2024 Crosstech Compact SUV. The all-new 2024 Crosstrek Compact SUV. Now, it's the third generation of the Crosstrek, get the words out here right, model. It's an all-new for 2024, though, folks. They debuted the 2023 in the Chicago Auto Show, but the 2024 has also been debuted in Chicago. And the Subaru of America, they debuted the 2024 Crosstrek at the show. And why? They're finding out that Chicago is the best show for debuting it. For some reason, more of us are tuned in more to the Chicago Auto Show than we are the L.A. Auto Show. Now, the Crosstrek, Subaru Crosstrek, debuted 12 years ago and, of course, quickly became the fastest-selling vehicle in the history of Subaru, with more than a million units sold just in 2022. Crosstrek was the top performer by volume with 155,142 annual sales, achieving its best year ever. Now, Subaru says, let's go with it then. We like it. All of us like it. So if you haven't ever, you know, jumped into a Crosstrek Subaru, Subaru Crosstrek, do it. They find that the Crosstrek, all of you find that thanks to Subaru for the ample passenger and cargo space that it has standard and available features. It's a compact SUV with a very, very competitive price. Now, here's the number. Here's the price. It is the Crosstrek. The 2024 Crosstrek is an adventure type of vehicle, SUV. Now, here's the price. It's available in base, premium, sport, and the limited trim levels. And the starting price, now when I say starting, the base price, is where you're going to have to add a few things to it in order to get up to the, you know, the top dollar number. And you're going to have a lot of creature features in there. But the starting price, base price, is $24,995. It, you know, it was built on a concept of utility, sportiness, and lends itself to an active lifestyle. It has, ready for this, 8.7-inch ground clearance for the Crosstrek models, and that's why they named it that. It's an SUV that you can take off-road and go have fun in the dirt. and also drive it around, you know, the city and get, you know, it's an all-wheel drive system. You can drive it, of course, in the city. If you have to, you know, climb over a curb, well, put it. It's an all-wheel drive. Go for it. Go over the curb. No, don't do that. Now, it's got a lot of great features. It's got the 60-40 folding rear seats in the back. 60-40. Now, that came out back in the day with Chevy Suburbans. Now, that Subaru's got it, of course, and a lot of the other makes and models also have it, too. But this Subaru, the 2024 Crosstrek Compact SUV, was debuted. It's all new. Get ready. It's available now. You can get into your Subaru dealer and check it out. Please do. There's a lot more to this, but we got to get right down to the manual shifting. Yeah. There's a new survey that just came out that reveals high interest in the manual transmissions. Seems like we're all wanting to shift again. It's all, you know, shifting, it offers fun and engaging experience behind the wheel, of course. Driving a manual transmission car is an art, as you know, going up and trying to shift and hold it in gear on a San Francisco hill, as many drivers are still familiar with. It's pretty tough to do. If you have the opportunity, our kids never did really drive a manual transmission to practice on. Well, a new survey came out, and it was commissioned by Engines Caravan. The survey found a few indicators that were both surprising and positive that show manual driving still has an opportunity to shine. Yep. Many, they jumped all over it. That's right. Appeal of driving a manual transmission, an impressive 63% of you in the survey agree that learning how to drive a manual transmission is a very important life skill. Means that it's fun to drive. So now what Mini do? Mini said, let's do it. Mini's bringing it back. Now, here's some stats. The knowledge of how to drive a manual. Nearly half of all Gen Zs, 49%, and 42% of all women indicated that they did not know how to drive a car with a manual transmission. When asked if they were willing to learn, more than half of the respondents said 53% of them indicated, yes, we are interested in learning how to drive. Two-thirds, 67% of the younger respondents, aged 18 to 34, were most eager to learn how to drive a manual transmission. So the results are clear. Minnie says, it's time. Mini always had a manual transmission, then they put automatic transmission in, ruined the car. No, okay, no. We've got one. Wife has one, it's got a manual transmission. It is a blast. She's smiles per mile. You know, how many smiles per mile? A lot. So, the Mini Cooper convertible, the Mini Cooper S convertible, the Mini Cooper four-door hardtop, and also the Mini Cooper S4 four-door hardtop. Hello to the stick shift again. Mini's going to do it. Now, the thing is that Mini decided to do, too, is we got to teach you how to shift. So, as of February 8th of 2023, registration for the Mini Manual Driving School is now open, folks, with the course available at a cost of $499 to teach you how to drive a manual. Stick shift. The go shift. The Go Shifter, whatever you'd like to call it. Now, the school's designed to welcome all the new generation of manual drivers while allowing others to sharpen their skills after years of driving with an automatic. Yeah, how many of you are driving with an automatic, and what the heck is that pedal over there on the left? It's a clutch pedal. Best thing is, with that $499, guess what you get to drive? You get to drive a Mini. You get to pick between the Mini Cooper convertible, the Mini Cooper S convertible, the Mini Cooper four-door hardtop, or the Mini Cooper S four-door hardtop. That's worth the $499 right there. Good survey. I'm glad it's back. Now, the hill holding is one thing, too. Subaru has a hill holder along with some of the other makes and models out there. What that is if you're parked on a San Francisco hill and the light turns red and you're like pointing towards the north, to the North Star, and you've got a clutch, you push the clutch in, it automatically puts a brake on for you and holds the car there until you start to pull the clutch out. Next thing you know, the car takes off. But there's an art to it. How much gas, how much clutch pedal going out at the same time? It's an art to it. Look it up. Just go to minicooper.com. Get involved. $4.99.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week, the word is popular. Popular. Are you popular? Do you want to be popular? Do you buy popular products? Are popular products better than non-popular products? Do your due diligence. Check out if popular is popular. And make sure that popular is your favorite word.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Satisfell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Drive safe, motor on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.